Interrelationships between markets. Supply and demand analysis can be used to explain and interrelationships between different markets and industries. In the first example, we consider an increase in the supply of low-cost flights available from airports across the United Kingdom. The market supply of flights has shifted out to the right as lost-cost airlines have entered the market, and existing airlines have expanded their route network and fleet capacity. The result is a reduction in the real price of flights to short-haul destinations in Europe. A fall in the price of airline flights increases the market demand for overseas holidays, short city breaks, package holidays, for example. Assuming that British tourists can choose to holiday at home or overseas and regard the two products as substitutes, then the effect is to reduce the demand for holidays in the UK, putting downward pressure on prices, profit margins, and leading to the risk of excess capacity in the UK tourist industry. Consider how rising oil prices can feed through to related markets. Increasing demand for crude oil forces up the world market price, P1, P2, P3. Crude oil is used as a raw material in producing heating oil for central heating systems. The higher price of crude causes an increase in costs and reduction in the market supply of heating oil at each price level, shown in the right-hand diagram. Derived demand. The demand for a product X might be strongly linked to the demand for a related product Y. For example, the demand for steel is strongly linked to the market demand for new cars, the construction of new buildings, and many manufactured products. In factor markets, the demand for labor is derived from the demand for the goods and services that we employ labor to produce. Composite demand. Composite demand exists where goods or services have more than one use, so that an increase in the demand for one product leads to a fall in supply of the other. The most commonly quoted example is that of milk, which can be used for cheese, yogurts, cream, butter, and other products. Another good example is land. Land can be developed in many different ways, for commercial property, residential properties, leisure facilities, farming, common land, and so forth. Joint supply. Joint supply describes a situation where an increase or decrease in the supply of one good leads to an increase or decrease in supply of another. For example, an expansion in the volume of beef production will lead to a rising market supply of beef hides. A contraction in supply of lamb will reduce the supply of wool. 1A1B, 2A2B2C.